Love catching up with Trevor Long, runs the podcast Two Blokes Talking Tech with Stephen Fenwick. Mario Fenwick, the footy player's brother, that's being looked at right now. Also does the tech stuff with the Today Show and runs his own website, EFTM.com. Trevor, good to have you on the show, mate. Drones, apparently, unlike me, are getting easier to handle, becoming better, and you don't lose them so much on the roof like I do.
They are, and lighter. So there's new regulations that require you to register your drone if it's over 250 grams. Well, isn't it a shock that DJI's latest drone is under 250 grams? It's the DJI Mini 2. It's actually, well, I've got a Mini, the original, and it's a great little drone to fly. Good fun. You use your smartphone as a screen on the controller. I took it away with me on the weekend, just shot some beautiful, you know, aerial shots of the place we were staying. It was lovely. It's a really good little thing to take with you on a trip, especially if you do a lot of traveling around the country. And it's, you know, $750. They're not cheap, but gee whiz, 4K video recording, beautiful stabilised video. It's amazing what you can do now in something that weighs less than most, you know, food items in your pantry.
My kids have been doing their YouTube videos and they want to get these great sweeping landscape shots. And I said to him the other day, this is the young fella, don't jump up on the roof because that's not the way to get the view you want. Actually invest in a drone. So I think Santa may have to pay him a visit on that on that particular item. Out this weekend, the iPhone 12 mini. The question, of course, we all want to know, size, does it matter? Is this actually an improvement or not?
I can confirm after many years of checking, size does not matter.
Good.
The iPhone 12 mini, I'm using it right now. In fact, I've been using it for a couple of weeks. It's awesome. And I in fact, challenged it on the weekend with Christmas lights. I thought this is going to struggle here, and I put it up against the new 12 Pro Max as well. But honestly, the differences were negligible. I really, really thought that the photos were outstanding. It showed me that you're getting solid bang for your buck at $11.99 for the iPhone 12 mini. So I think a lot of people who've ordered the mini will be very, very happy with what they get. But the Pro Max, also out this Friday, an outstanding phone, beautiful video, an amazing quality, and a massive 6.7-inch screen.
Do we get a price on that, Trev?
Yeah, the big one starts at $18.49, goes up to $23.69. The little one, the iPhone 12 mini, starts at $11.99.
Get a plan happening for that one before Christmas. And next-gen consoles for PlayStation 5 and the Xbox Series, these will be a must-have for Christmas. You've had a play?
Yeah, I've had a play with both the Xbox and the PlayStation. They're both excellent, to be clear. Both better than last generation, of course. Faster loading times, better graphics. But for me, the PlayStation really steps it up and steps themselves apart from Microsoft. Their controller is exceptional. They've really changed the feeling of gaming as well as what you can do with the controller, actual motion in the controller, not just the thumbsticks will control parts of the game. So I think PlayStation might have the one up on Microsoft this time round, but don't worry, the battle continues, and it won't be disappointing if you're an Xbox user to get the next Xbox. But if you haven't got a console, my pick would be the PlayStation.